Englisch, Musterprüfung 3.
1.
Online Abuse.
Today on Indie News Radio, we are talking about online abuse. For my interview, I'd like to welcome two guests, Nikki and Zoe. I'm happy to have you here with me today.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you for inviting me.
Nikki, you wrote an article about online abuse and why, in many cases, teenagers don't report being abused.
That's correct. In my article, I try to understand the reasons why teenagers might not even consider reporting online abuse as a crime.
And Zoe, you are working for the UK government. You have set out plans to make social media companies legally responsible for protecting their users.
Exactly. And we also want those companies to take some action aimed at minimizing the potential of using their social media tools for online abuse. In my experience, most of the companies rely on their users to report abuse, but that's not helpful at all.
Indeed, most of the people who come across illegal or abusive material online don't recognize it as such. The response of many teenagers to threatening, abusive, and hateful messages online is to play them down. The most common replies are as follows. Things like this are said all the time. You can't arrest everyone posting stuff on the internet. There is no physical violence, it's just words. Nothing happens on social media, you can do whatever you want. So many people say bad stuff. Racism, nationalism, homophobia, misogyny, threats of violence and harassment are omnipresent on social media platforms. That's the result of both. Internet platforms not caring about their users and the users not recognizing abusive behavior.
Why are teenagers not getting any better in recognizing abusive or illegal behavior?
One reason might be the so-called victim blaming. According to that logic, it is the victim's fault that sensitive footage exists and that the victim should learn from that behavior and just deal with it. It is a popular strategy to downplay responsibility of the people who share those videos with their community.
Another reason is the defense of the freedom of expression. In my study with teenagers, a very popular comment on abusive language, hate speech, or death threats was that the freedom of expression must be protected. Freedom of speech is viewed as a right to say whatever they like online. But in reality, freedom of speech has always had legal limits. Hatred and violence on grounds of race, religion, or sexual orientation is criminalized under the Public Order Act 1986.
What about the children who think that the police wouldn't waste their time dealing with cyber hate and therefore don't see serious consequences for those who abuse others? They get the impression that abusive behavior is tolerated. Isn't that another big issue why teenagers don't recognize it as a problem?
Yes, it is. Especially older teens consider abusive posts normal. It's possible that as children grow older and spend more time online, they see an increasing amount of abusive material shared without any obvious consequences and therefore assume it can't be illegal. That's why we need the companies to ensure that the rules on their platforms are respected.
I'm sorry, but we're running out of time. Thank you for being with us today.